Good Monday. Today is August the 4th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, fertilizer prices making agricultural headlines today. We have some that are increasing in price since a month ago, others that are declining, but overall everything more expensive than it was a year ago at this time. We're going to take a look at those prices and some of the things that could be coming down the line to impact change after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Fertilizer news is making agricultural headlines as the average retail fertilizer price increased on four fertilizers that are tracked by DTN, while the other three that they track dropped during the final week of July. Now, for the seventh consecutive week, retailers reported no significant moves up or down. MAP led the way with a 4% hike in its average price of $846 a ton last month to $881 a ton. UAN saw a $6 per ton increase to $419 a ton. That followed by potash with a $2 jump to $481 a ton to $483 a ton. And retailers reported a small price increase for DAP of $1 per ton up to $811 a ton. Now, three fertilizers reported lower prices, led by urea's $11 per ton drop. That now at $645 a ton. The average anhydrous price fell from $770 to $764, while UAN fell by $3 a ton to $497 a ton. The average price of 1034-0 did remain unchanged at $672 a ton. That compared to where it was a month ago. Now, if we break it all down on a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 70 cents a pound unit nitrogen. Anhydrous was 47 cents a pound unit nitrogen. UAN 28 was 75 cents a pound, and UAN 32, 78 cents a pound. Now, seven fertilizers are now higher in price compared to where they were a year ago. MAP is up by 8%, 1034-0 is 5% more expensive, while DAP is 9% more expensive, anhydrous is up 13%, UAN 28 is 24% more expensive, while urea 28 and UAN 32 have all increased by 32%. Potash remains the only fertilizer lower in a price by 4% compared to where it was just a year ago. Now, Indiana-based farmer-owned cooperative Superior Ag broke ground last week on a $20 million fertilizer terminal on the Ohio River that near Rockport, Indiana, according to the Waterways Journal. And when completed in 12 to 18 months, the terminal will be a 32,000-ton dry fertilizer facility and is expected to be one of the largest distribution sites in the region. The cooperative said its new terminal will serve farmers in southwestern Indiana, northern and central Kentucky, and bordering Illinois. In January, Superior Ag announced the new facility would have 10 large bins to segregate efficiently different fertilizer types and formulations, a 600-ton-per-hour barge receiving system capable of unloading one full barge in just 3 hours, a 300-ton-per-hour truck receiving system that can offload a truck in 5 minutes, a 300-ton-per-hour blending and shipping capabilities that will allow a 25-ton truck to unload in 5 minutes, and overhead weight hoppers on scales to allow a seamless dump-and-go for outbound trucks. There will also be automation of key processes that include treatment of stabilizers, micros, dust control, and other systems to ensure product quality and efficiency. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to stay on the same basic theme of costs as we take a look at the breakdown of what producers paid for inputs and services back in 2024 based on the USDA's annual Farm Production Expenditures Report. Rod Bain has the details.
We're trying to cover really everything that the name implies.
Lance Honig of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, referring to the annual Farm Production Expenditures Report.
What are farmers and ranchers spending on an ongoing basis to make their operations work? Inputs into livestock or crop-related operations, rent, fuel costs, seed costs, livestock feed, and everything in between.
The latest edition of the report, issued in late July, covered the 2024 calendar year. Among the findings,
total farm production expenditures totaled $477.6 billion for 2024. That was actually down $4.3 billion, or just shy of 1% from 2023.
Yet Hoenig notes that year-over-year decrease is significant in that.
That actually represents the first year-to-year decline we've seen since 2018.
Further breakdown of the farm production expenditures report includes top categories of expenditures.
Number one is feed costs, followed by farm services, labor, and livestock, poultry, and other related expenses.
And crop and livestock production expenditures.
Crop farm expenditures only down 0.1% year over year, while livestock farm expenditures down 1.8%. So definitely seeing a little bit bigger decline on the livestock side than what we see on the crop side for 2024.
As for a regional and state perspective.
In general, the largest contribution to these expenditures remains in the Midwest region, about 31.2% of those total expenses, followed by the Plains, the West, the Atlantic, and South. If we break it down even further and look state by state, California continues to lead the way in terms of total expenditures, about $48.6 billion in California, followed closely by Iowa, Nebraska, Texas, and Minnesota, rounding out the top five.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.